That's a long process because you have to find the basis and then you have to look up the atomic form factors. So we wrote a program. Let me think. And in the course, in the diffraction section, there's a program called the structure factor, which first explains a little bit like I just explained. And then we get to a program. And this program takes as its input first the, at the top, the primitive lattice vectors in real space. So if we input the primitive lattice vectors in real space, and then we input all of the atoms in the basis, and this program only takes 5 atoms in the basis, but okay. You tell where the atoms are in the basis in terms of the primitive lattice vectors like this. Then what the program does is that it first calculates the reciprocal lattice vectors, and then underneath it tells you what the structure factors are. So there's a list of structure factors that have been calculated. So let's try, I press on the button for aluminum and it loads aluminum into the table. Aluminum is FCC and the primitive unit cell unit vectors in FCC are these.
I draw a cube. This is X, Y, and Z. Okay, so in the back corner here is some Bravais lattice point of FCC, and the three closest ones are the ones in the center of the faces at the bottom, at the side, and at the back over here. Those are the primitive lattice vectors. And I put them in there, one step in the x direction, one step in the y direction. That would be this one. This is a step in the y direction and a step in the z direction. So that's this one, and the third one is this one here. And there's only one atom in the basis, aluminum. And then it calculates for us the primitive lattice vectors in reciprocal space. And you see that the how far you go in reciprocal space is the same in x, y, kx, ky, and kz. So that's going to be one of the 1-1-1 directions. It's a step in the x direction, a step in the y direction, a step in the z direction. And that's because the reciprocal lattice to FCC is BCC. And BCC, the primitive lattice vectors, would be from the atom in the middle of BCC out to the corners. So this program first calculates from the real space primitive lattice vectors, the reciprocal space primitive lattice vectors. And then once you know the reciprocal space primitive lattice vectors, you can calculate all of the Gs. So the Gs, the reciprocal lattice, the G vectors look like this. G is some integer times B1 plus some other integer times B2 plus a third integer times B3. So the program sets up a loop where it takes different integers for N1, N2, and N3 and calculates the reciprocal lattice. And then once you know the reciprocal lattice, you can calculate the real and imaginary parts of the structure factor that goes with that reciprocal lattice point. And then we have this formula where you sum over the atomic form factors and it gives you the structure factors. You'll notice that in this part for aluminum, a lot of the structure factors are the same. Well, that's because aluminum is cubic, and if there's a diffraction peak when X-rays come in the X direction, you're going to get the same diffraction peak when you turn it and they come in the Y direction or the Z direction or the minus X direction, and so you get a lot of symmetry-related diffraction peaks. And if we look now at the source of this, there's some things that are defined at the top. And then there's this section where elements 1 through 100 is defined, and all this data here are the atomic form factors, which have been put into the program. So this table that was in the international tables for crystallography has been put into the program, and so when you choose some lattice, it can calculate the structure factors for it. So I just pressed the sodium chloride button, and sodium chloride also has an FCC unit cell, an FCC Bravais lattice. And so the reciprocal lattice is, again, BCC. But now there are two atoms in the unit cell, and it calculates the structure factors. It's usual to normalize the atomic form factors so that when you integrate over an atomic form factor, it gives you the electron density. So it gives you the number of electrons on that atom. And a consequence of that is that the G00 peak is always the number, should always be the number of electrons in the primitive unit cell. And so in this case, it's sodium and chloride, and this number should be 28. But because of numerics, it turns out to be 27.99. The column that says Ng squared, this is the intensity of the peak that you would measure in X-ray diffraction experiment. All right, so we'll try something else. This is strontium titanate. It's a perovskite. And the perovskite has a simple cubic unit cell. So the primitive lattice vectors just look like this. There are five different elements in the basis. There are five elements in the basis, or five atoms in the basis, I should say. There's only three different kinds of atoms. And when you take the reciprocal lattice of simple cubic, it's also simple cubic. So this you see down here is simple cubic, and then here is a hexagonal lattice. So I put in the vectors in the these are the first two vectors are vectors that are at 60 degrees with each other. A1 and A2 are in a plane that are at 60 degrees with each other, and then A3 is perpendicular to those. And this primitive lattice vectors in real space will give us a hexagonal Bravais lattice. And the reciprocal space lattice we can then see by looking what we get down here. And again, you get two vectors that are have a 60 degree angle between them. You'd have to multiply them out to see that, but these two have a 60 degree angle between them. And then there's a reciprocal lattice vector in the Z direction. So if you start out with a hexagonal primitive unit cell, looks like this, where this angle here is 60 degrees, then when you go to reciprocal space, you get another structure that looks like this. It's also got the same kind of symmetry. Okay, so this is to show you how you would calculate the structure factors. Mostly you use a computer because it's a lot of work to look up the structure factors and fit it to all these Gaussian functions and add those together with the right complex exponentials. But this is how we generate the structure factors. Go back here.